Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/wondery. That's vanta.com/wondery for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on, it's about keeping everything secure.
I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. Listen to Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So they're basically upset because it sounds like Craig said he was going to invest and then he didn't invest and then did something with his other company. Is that what I'm deducing from all this?
He asked Kyle if he could invest in his company and Kyle said, give me some time to think about it. And then Craig was like, well, fuck that. I'll go invest in this other Spritzer company. Or I don't know if he's an investor or if he's just paid to advertise it, because Paige makes it sound like he's just being paid to advertise it anyway. Yeah. But either way, you know, if someone from another show that's bigger than yours, frankly, ratings wise, said, I want to be part of your thing and also advertise it on my show, then you don't really need to think about it. That's stupid. You should just say yes and let me just come up with some numbers or something, which maybe.
Well, I think that's what Kyle said he did. I think Kyle said he said, sure, let me like put together a proposal for you, whatever. I don't know. You know, this happened to me yesterday. I have to say, I wound up in this exact same situation.
Oh?
Yeah, guys. Basically, I was trying to sell some routers. I upgraded my router, my Nest router, to the new generation. And so I was going to sell them. I sold them on Facebook Marketplace. For 3 weeks, they sat there. And for 3 weeks, people would message and say, is this available? And I'd say, yes. And then I wouldn't hear from them again. And then say, is this available? And sometimes they'd say, can I come by? And I'd say, yes. And then I wouldn't hear from them again. Because that's just what Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist is. People just say yes, and then they disappear. They ghost. So then on Monday, someone says, is this still available? I say yes. And he's like, can I come by on Wednesday? I say yes. I say, come between 3 and 6. He says, okay. And then I book a haircut. So then I say, come between 4 and 6. Okay. And then on Tuesday, someone else says, is this available? And I said, yes. He's like, can I come by tomorrow at 4? I said, yes. I'm like, well, what are the odds? Two people are both interested in coming by to get the routers, but I'm like, they're both going to flake because that's just the way it goes. So I'm like, yeah, come at 4, whatever. Then they both decide to come and they both commit. And suddenly I have to choose. I have to choose basically between Loverboy and a Spritzer. And it was such a mess because one guy was like, I'm like nearby. And I was like, well, I had already promised it to another person first. But I don't know where he is because I'm not hearing from him. So I assume he had flaked. So I said, I'll just come and bring you the speakers. So then I'm driving to go to the Starbucks to bring in the second guy. And then the first guy's like, hey, I'm running late because of the rain. I'll be there in 10 minutes. And I said, oh, hey, I'm already selling it to someone else. And he's like, you already sold it. This is unbelievable. We had a day. We had a compromise. I drove up from Whittier for this. This is ridiculous. And then I was like, oh, God, I feel really shitty. That's bad. Driving up from Whittier. And I saw the other guy.
Yeah, for that gas, just go buy a fucking router, dude. My God.
So then I felt really bad. So I messaged the second guy who's at Starbucks. I say, hey, Turns out the other person who I said may be coming, they're here. So I'm just going to give it to him. So then the second guy was like, unbelievable. How can you do this to me? I planned my whole day around this. And I had two people on Facebook Marketplace so angry at me, justifiably so, because I was being a Facebook Marketplace fuckboy at that point, playing two different people against each other. But then I was like, but the guy came up
to meet you. I thought we had
it
something.
Was like that.
I my mom's in so short shorts bad. And a blazer.
But I honored my commitment to the first guy. But the first guy also didn't have even a face on his profile. So I thought he was like a bot. I didn't think he was going to show up. So he showed up and I felt so bad that I had because he was outraged and he showed up and he was the smiliest, nicest, warmest man. And he was so lovely. And I felt like I gave the things to the right person. But man, like I really.
Was he cute?
I understood the. He wasn't that cute. No.
Did you do a gender reveal?
The point is, I understand Craig. About it? I understand Craig, who was like, you know what? You're taking too long, Kyle. I'm going to go to a spritzer because I did that. And guess what? It's a dangerous game. That's what I have to say. It's a dangerous game and you're going to get burned.
Well, I know.
I just really just wanted to tell that story, guys. I just wedged it in there. It had nothing to do with the show. I just wanted to tell the story about how I pissed off two different strangers on Facebook.
No, I like it. Yeah, you got to be careful on that because everybody's a flake until everybody's not a flake suddenly. It's like you wake up and the whole world's changed and everybody's not a flake. Like, what the hell? You can't change it up like that on me. Are you flakes or not?
Three weeks. Like, I couldn't get anyone to touch these things. And then all of a sudden, two people both want it. They both want it at the exact same time on the exact same day. And I felt like I was dating. I felt like I was dating and like fucking around. I was like, I actually don't know how I don't know how people do this. I don't know how fuckboys do this. How they kind of like two people at the same, like go on a date with two people at the exact same time. Because people do this all the time. And it was horrible. I felt like a horrible human being. So I had to let that story. I haven't told anyone that story since it happened yesterday. And I just had to find
out. How much did you make? Tell it.
$25.
I mean, come on.
You know, honestly, I felt so bad for the guy who drove up from Whittier that I told him, I was like, honestly, just take this for free. I feel so bad. And he's like, no. And I was like, so he gave me the $25. I go, do you want some Dubai chocolate? I just made some Dubai chocolate. And he was like, no.
And you're like, I just made some chocolate that could kill me if I came out in its country. He's like, no thanks, I'll take my $25 and put it for a half a tank of gas to get me back to fucking Whittier.
Okay. This is all to say, if the second guy who I stood up, Greg, if he gives me a bad review on Facebook Marketplace, it's deserved. But also, people, if you see that review on me, now you know the greater context.
Well, you could do what Leva did on Southern Hospitality and just be like, fuck you guys. You're all full of shit. These reviews are bullshit. It's a conspiracy against my husband. Oh, okay, wow. So Sierra is like, wait a minute. We can all invest in Loverboy? And he's like, yeah, I mean, minimum bid's 25 grand, same as it was in 2019. And Wes is like, I cannot afford that right now. And Sierra's like, that's hilarious. You're hilarious again. You're really funny again.
That was funny.
Like, oh, my God.
Listen, if he presented it the way he described, that would have been one thing. But like, he's a fucking liar, okay? And I've been like taking fucking shots, like one after another. Like, I'm happy to talk to Craig about it. Like, quite frankly, it's a moot point. I thought we were closer than this. By the way, you're taking shots left and right because you're actually physically taking shots and you're wasted right now. But also, like, you're the one amplifying all these grievances that you have. Like, no one in the world cares what beverage Craig is backing right now. And no one really thinks less of you or Loverboy because of it. But because you're going onto a national platform, Watch What Happens Live, this show, and bitching about it, now we're all thinking about it, wondering about it, and questioning you and your company.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's a weird fight. Like, who cares? Didn't you say last year your company's losing a ton of money anyway? Why would he want to? Just leave the man, let him invest. And I'm no Craig fan at the moment anyway, but like, who cares? This is all stupid.
And Craig is a liar.
And it has nothing to do with Paige, you know? She's like, well, I thought we were closer than you texting me just berating my boyfriend and my best friend. That's how, and he's like, but I was hurt. I'm only human. You know, that's always Kyle's thing when he's wrong. Yeah. He's like, but I'm human. I'm only human.
Danielle's like, Kyle, is there any truth to what she's saying? Come on. He's like, yeah, dude, Paige. And she's like, come on.
Well, she was like, hurt about your texting to her last week. And I think that's what it is.
But it's like her business partner. Like, what I'm concerned about is that if she believes what she's saying.
Kyle, you're not going to ever
get between Paige and Hannah or Paige and her boyfriend. It just doesn't work that way. This is a fool's errand, and you should be smarter than that.
And Paige is up now and walking away. You know, she's like doing her strut away. And all I can think of for the rest of this scene is, I'm so jealous that she has thigh gap. Like, how does some of us get knock knees and then some of us get thigh gap? I can't walk off like that. I walk off looking like the fucking penguin looking for his mommy, you know? And Paige just gets to like go thigh gap it up there. So I was kind of mad at her. But she's like, oh, really? Well, I said I don't even care about the Hannah stuff. And right now, history is just repeating itself. We're fighting because Craig did something with another drink company's. Oh, so it's my fault. It's my fault for being human. It's my fault.
Yeah, it's my fault. And so then Paige just keeps walking and she's like, fuck you, dude. Your ego is out of control. So Ciara's like, you accused her in those texts of like thinking the same way as Hannah just because like that's her business partner. No, I asked her, do you believe this too? Yeah, but like, why do you even have to reply to that? Because I feel like she's being two-faced.
And Paige, who is now all the way through the living room, somehow hears this.
Yeah.
Turns, flips back around, and she walks out there with her finger out, and she's like, thigh gap, thigh gap, thigh gap, thigh gap, Kyle, thigh gap, thigh gap.
Yeah, she like comes running outside. She's like, I'm being two-faced. Did you just say that I'm being two-faced? How fucking dare you? I'm actually an adult. I was able to maintain a friendship with Hannah, a friendship with Amanda, never speak ill of your wife, and then maintain a friendship with Amanda and never speak ill of Hannah. And that's actually called being mature and an adult, not two-faced. What you do is two-faced. Text raging, texting me, then acting like it's all good. That's two-faced. And my biological clock is beating like this.
How dare you? I started off this weekend normal and you've turned me into a character from Mob Wives.
Now I'm just Marissa Tomei.
He's like, I told you. Have your moment. And Matt is like, Kyle, stop. Have what? Are you telling me to have my mic? Paige is just ready to go off at every line. And he's like, you're just yelling at me. She goes, yeah, I'm yelling at you. What about it? Thigh gap. And he's like, all right, congratulations. You yelled at me.
So Paige just goes back inside. And Kyle's like, well, Paige's business partner is still out there telling lies. And Sierra's like, well, yeah, but why can't you just block her and move the fuck on? Like, if you hate her so much, block her. It's like, well, I actually don't hate Hannah. I would love it if she'd promote my beverage on the Giggly Squad shows at Radio City Music Hall. That's probably, by the way, what it's all about. He probably wants them to drink Loverboy at Radio City Music Hall or in front of Megan Thee Stallion, and they won't. And he's like, wah. So Amanda's like, it sucks that it affects things. And Sierra's asking if it affects the business. And she goes, yeah, because it does. Because like right now, everyone's being like, oh, Kyle got Hannah fired. Fuck Loverboy. Is there anyone out there who goes into a 7-Eleven, sees a lover boy and says, ooh, what a refreshing beverage. I want to grab it. Wait a second. I heard that the founder of this beverage got Hannah Burner fired from a reality show. On second thought, I'm having a Snapple.
No, but Kyle's mad because they're getting a lot of hate messages from probably Giggly Squad fans. You know, that's a very strong lobby. You know, they're like the tobacco lobby. Like, you don't want to fuck. You don't want to fuck with them because they're ripping him apart. And so she's like, yeah, they're really mean to Kyle. It's like having a really negative effect. He's only human. So Kyle gets up and he's like ripping his bib off, which is hilarious because he's just so little.
In so many ways.
Like, I'm done with these Cheerios. And he's like, that was slander.
Danielle's like, Amanda, are you okay? Yeah. So Lindy goes inside and she's like, wow, things got a little crazy out there, Chef. He's like, well, as long as the food was good. So then Kyle is like, wow, the amount of lies being spread about me and my business is so fucking asinine. Like, dude, I'm fucking leaving.
No, bro, it's the past. It's like tight white jeans. It's not now. It's not the reality now. Okay. Yeah, don't leave. Don't leave.
No. The lies about my business. No.
Don't leave. No.
No.
I'm Kyle. Please, Kyle. Don't go, Kyle. Don't go.
That's all these two do. Every season, they just take turns going, oh my God. I'm leaving.
No, bro. Don't go. Work it out.
No, I'm leaving.
Don't leave, bro. In the next season.
I'm leaving.
No, don't go, bro. Please don't go. Please don't go.
So Kyle's walking away, and Carl's like, don't. It's literally this. Just take a beat, bro. Take a beat. So now everyone is, it was last season was Carl like walking off into the shadows. So now Emeril and Lexi are standing next to each other. That's all. That's really all.
Nothing going on there. So Sierra goes inside, and Chef Andrew's there, and he's like, "So, how was everything? Are we into pink foods? Did you like the grapefruit? Tell me what you thought of the grapefruit." And she's like, "I hate this fucking house." He's like, "I didn't ask you about the house. Did you enjoy the pink food? That is going on my resume." So.
Back to Kyle and Carl. "I'm the hardest working guy I know, and I just get shit on." He's like,
"Don't go."
Well,
the hell is that, Carl? What is it?
I know you're upset. I gotta. How many times have I been upset? And what do you say? Don't go. Don't go.
Well, what's that?
I mean, she's upset, you know? Just don't make it worse. Don't make it worse.
And then we see proof that Paige is upset because she's wrapping a blanket around herself before she gets into bed.
And then there's like a knock on the door and Lindsay walks in and Paige is like, "Oh, I wasn't expecting you. I didn't hear the sound of creaking bones." She's like,
"Yeah, no, it's me.
Wow, it's you. And there was no crow. There was no crow tapping on my window to warn me." Bizarre.
I didn't hear the sound of a spoon stirring Ovaltine in a glass as you approached the door.
I didn't see a walker dragging across the floor. But it's you. Wow. Come in, I guess.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, back at the dinner table, Danielle's like, "Welcome to the house, Emeril, huh?" So now Kyle and Amanda are talking. He's like, "I just can't believe this.
Kyle, just stop. You need to check yourself." He's like, "No, Amanda." He's like, "No.
Congratulations to Paige for once again putting my marriage in the fucking blender."
What?
You did that.
If your marriage was fine, there would be no blender in sight.
Yeah, and so he's saying that because Paige started a fight, Paige made him rage text, which started a fight, so now it's Paige's fault that his wife is mad at him yet again. Wow, the acrobatics that it's taking. And the man is like, "No, Kyle, for 5 seconds, stop talking and blaming other people.
I'm getting shot at other fucking time. I'm getting shot at by people.
So now Emeril is still talking to Danielle. You know, he wants to be in the mix with everyone else, but he's like stuck with Danielle. Be like, "So, have you done share houses before?" He's like, "Yeah, low grade. I mean, I have. It's always been kind of like this, but I like to travel. I usually leave the screaming for night two, though. Am I right?" He's like, "Yeah, never dull moment, which is the Club Sunday. It's kind of the coolest place." So then.
"You're going to love it there. Have you ever done a kissing booth? We normally do that on night one. So
looks like I'm the only one here. Come on up, boys."
So then Jesse and Lexi are just being stupid somewhere. And then we go back to Paige and Lindsay, and Sierra walks in. Sierra's like, "Dude, what the fuck?" And then Lexi comes in. She's like, "Anyone in here? Oh my God, girls. Do you mind if like my sister or my mom join for this moment?" "No, leave them out."
Yeah, Lexi tries to find Amanda, but Amanda's hiding in the shower to cry because they can't film you in there, I guess. But they're still filming right outside the door. You just hear Amanda inside the shower like,
"Yes.
I should have made guacamole."
West is secretly taking a shower. He took this chance to take a shower, so he's doing that. And Jesse's like saying like, you know, "Wow, that was great. You took a shower." So now we go back to Paige. There's like a lot of activity resulting in nothing. And now we go back to Paige and she goes, "I've been in this situation before and I'm trying not to be in it again. Hannah and Amanda, like not being friends anymore was the worst. 1000% the worst. And like, I still get upset about it because like, I think about like what good friends we were. And it makes me so sad. And like me and Hannah and Amanda, we were like so close. And like, I think about like one day I can't even have a bachelorette party because I wouldn't even be able to invite both of them.
I mean, there might one day be a time where I meet somebody worth marrying. I mean, that could be, you know, 10 years away, 20 years away, light years away. I want to have a bachelorette party."
So then we see a flashback to 5 years ago when Hannah and Amanda and Paige were all friends. And Amanda was saying, "Is there such thing as sister wives without a husband?" And Paige said,
"Yeah, they're called lesbians."
Oh, back in the good old days. So then Lexi's like, "Well, I mean, you're a really good friend just from what I've seen and what I've felt, you know?" And Peter's like, "Yeah,
I'm a lot of things, but like a bad friend is like not fucking one of them. And so for him to say that I'm like fake, it's like that's such bullshit because I've worked so hard to make Amanda not feel slighted with like my friendship with Hannah and like for Hannah not to feel like I don't have her back too. And that does have to suck. Like Paige, that's like, that is the worst. And she does deserve credit from Kyle. And Kyle is like a dick for kind of like, he's a dick for not realizing the grace that she has shown him in the situation that she's in.
Yeah. So she's saying, you know, I'm just trying to avoid a situation where Craig and Kyle don't speak again. Cause if that happened, I genuinely don't think I could stay in this house. And which obviously, you know, you're clear of that now. So that's helpful.
Yes.
But they're talking about how it's always somebody else's fault. Commercials. Here comes
one right now. Imagine this. You help your little brother land a great job abroad. But when he arrives, the job doesn't exist. Instead, he's trapped in a heavily guarded compound, forced to sit at a computer and scam innocent victims, all while armed guards stand by with shoot-to-kill orders. Scam Factory, the explosive new true crime podcast from Wondery, exposes a multi-billion-dollar criminal empire operating in plain sight. Told through one family's harrowing account of sleepless nights, desperate phone calls, and dangerous rescue attempts, Scam Factory reveals a brutal truth. The only way out is to scam their way out. Follow Scam Factory on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Scam Factory early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1980s, a rosé swept the country.
Hey, Mike, I really like this White Zinfandel.
Well, good, good. Now put it down. We're going to try another one.
White Zin became America's top-selling wine. But most don't know that this sweet drink has a sour history. What began in 1986 with counterfeit bottles...
A big fraud. A multi-million-dollar fraud.
...sent investigators chasing one of the most powerful families in the business, the Lichardis. But the closer the feds got to them, the more dangerous things became. It's a story of deceit.
At the time, I was paranoid.
Threats.
You touch my kids, I will kill you.
And murder.
With a .22 caliber bullet to the head.
What started with a scheme to mislabel wine spilled into a blood-soaked battle for succession. Welcome to Bloodvines. You can binge listen to Bloodvines exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Meanwhile, we go to the kitchen and... Danielle and Imral are in there and the chef's like, okay, are you ready for dessert? This party's amazing. Am I right? And it's like, oh my God, chef, eat this piece of cake and then look at your tongue and that's going to tell you what the baby's going to be. He's like, I already knew this. I made all the pink food. Just doing. I'm trying to have a fun gender reveal.
I'm not going to be on the show that much longer, so just do this for me.
So then Jesse is like with Wes, and he's like, hey, so Sierra laughed at you tonight, bro. And Wes's like, yeah, I mean, she's been fighting laughing for a while. Yeah, I mean, I go like, he's a funny guy, not right? And she goes, yeah, she thinks you're funny. Yeah.
And he's like, I was just like so proud because like all my life, I've dealt with rough situations. I like being funny. And so like, you know, Sierra laughing at me, that like really saved the day, you know? It's like a huge step. Like, I mean, I sound like I'm in fucking eighth grade, guys, right? I'm just a little boy, just an insecure little boy.
Right. So I'm guessing he was laughing a lot when he got that haircut, because that is the roughest of the situations.
He's just trying to get himself out of bullying by getting stupid haircuts. He's like, well, maybe they'll laugh at me and then I'll get out of it.
Hey, it's me. It's me talking to Kyle. Hey, let's go check on Amanda real quickly. Let's just like not make it worse. Let's just make it easy. Let's make it soft. I want a tender moment. I need a tender moment with pink dessert.
So then Kyle's like, Amanda. There's just been multiple lies over the last 3 years where the lies have just been like spread, almost like ruined our marriage. And then we've come this close. It's like, Kyle. So she's like, I'm out of here. I'm going upstairs to hang out with the cool kids.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going to leave. Husband.
I'm going to leave. This is ridiculous.
Don't leave, bro. So Danielle is still flirting with Emeril, and Carl comes into the kitchen and she's like, Carl, what the fuck is going on? And Carl's like, Kyle's checking on Amanda, and I'm trying to calm him down a bit, because like there's just so many layers to it. But like, if my opinion was each layer of this cake, this would be a 5-layer of don't go cake. Don't go.
So then Paige is again still in bed, and Lexi's standing again. I think she's standing at the foot of the bed, or she's sitting on it, and Paige is like, Lexi, will you do me a favor and go check where Kyle is? And if Amanda's alone, I will go see Amanda. I was like, I'm deputizing Lexi.
She's like, that's a power Lexi's move. Her secretary.
She's like, I don't care who you've dated. You're the youngest and the dumbest and the one who still doesn't understand what lip liner is supposed to do. So please do my bidding. Thank you. She's like,
fetch Amanda.
So then Danielle and Lindsay are still in the kitchen, and Danielle's like, oh my God, Emeril, do you still want to go out? And he's like, 1,000%. I'm here for the weekend. I'm going out every night. Do you not want to go out? She's like, 100%. I want to go out.
Send it.
Club. So, send it. Do you want to spin the bottle before we go? Just a suggestion.
7 minutes in heaven. So Lexi finds Amanda, does her job. So Amanda comes in, and then Amanda and Paige like clasp each other, and Paige is like, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I don't ever want to fight with you. I know. It just makes me so sad, Amanda. I know. It's just like all the time, like how I wish you and Anna were friends again, and like we had the best time. And like, I don't even care about that. Like, I just don't even want to fight with Kyle. It's like, Amanda, I love you so much, Amanda.
He's just so fucking stupid. Do you know how many times I have to say, like, what are you doing?
This whole fight, I mean, I know they're on TV and they have to do dramatic stuff, but why doesn't Paige just go, you're an idiot, stop yelling at me and yell at Craig and Hannah if you want to yell at somebody. Like, the end.
She's too young.
But
you don't learn that wisdom until you're 35 or 40.
I guess you have to be, like, tired, you know? You just have to be tired like us. It's like, text me about it. So then we go to the other people, and West is like, wait a minute, are you staying in, Jesse? And Jesse's with Lexi in the bed, and he's like, yeah, I mean, what could be more fun than looking at her? Am I right?
That was like sending an answer, Jesse.
So then Lindsay, Danielle, and Emeril are still in the kitchen.
They're just gross. They're
terrible.
Boring.
Objectively terrible. So Emeril's like, so did you date anybody in the house except Carl?
No, that's it.
So then you guys just like broke up and you started dating this new guy like a month later.
Yeah, I started dating a lot of people.
He's like, oh, wow. So what's a lot of people?
I had a roster.
Because I love that. If I can relate to anything, it's that part. I have a few entanglements as it is.
She says, entanglements, let's unpack this.
And Danielle's like, yeah, let's really unpack this. Like, how many entanglements do you have? Do you have room for one more? Like, or do you have a certain amount of arms? You like an octopus where you can only have 8 entanglements? Like, how many entanglements can you have? I'm right here. I'm tangled.
He's like, yeah, I have 2 1-year entanglements.
At the same time?
Yeah, at the same time, like right now. And Danielle's like, so you're a walking red flag. Is that what you are? I'm in.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, I love red flags. I have a whole blanket at home made out of red flags. It's amazing. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. Right. And she goes, yeah, because like as long as there's transparency, you could do whatever the fuck you want, say right now on top of this cake in a kitchen.
So I feel like maybe you're a little bit of an orange flag, maybe. She's like, it's a burnt orange. Yeah.
It's a pink flag. I'm having a girl.
So Carl and Kyle are outside again, and we get another round of this.
You all right? I just want to leave, and I never want to come back. I'm drunk driving my way to safety.
No, and then no, back to the girls. Amanda and Paige still crying all over each other. And Amanda's like, oh, it's like at times like this, I can't even talk. I'm off the ledge, you know? But things have affected Loverboy. But the way Kyle's handling it, So in the kitchen, West is now talking to Lindsay. And he's like, you know what's crazy? Like, you can say the craziest shit if you want, because, like, you're pregnant. And so, like, no one's going to talk to no one's going to talk shit to you. Pregnant ladies getting away with everything. So I'm going to go to a friend's house. See ya.
Yeah. So that's this whole thing. He's going to sneak out. But he's like, he just don't, you know, he's going to be like, he's like, I'm going to go out and like shit. But like, I'm not here to like, you know, back anyone's doors and be like a freak. I don't know what it is. He's going to sneak out.
He doesn't want to make Sierra uncomfortable. He's like, I'm going to go to my homie's house because I don't want to make it uncomfortable for Sierra if I like hook up. Because, you know,
I'll West just do is me.
A stud with unlimited options, guys. And don't you forget it.
So Amanda's like, Kyle talked about leaving, and I'm like, I don't know what he's going to do. He's like, I don't even want to be here. And Sierra's like, well, where is he now? I don't know. I'm going to go to bed. So
then Lexi and Jesse are in bed, and Lexi's like, do you know if the hot tub is working? You want to go check it out? And they're like, yeah, let's go check it out. So they go,
you know what is working?
An unsuccessful hot tub scene.
Yeah. They'll turn on that hot tub, and then Paige and Sierra are in bed getting ready to go to sleep, and Paige is like, I feel bad for Amanda. And Sierra goes, I feel bad for myself. And also Amanda, but I just feel bad for me.
Yeah, so Carl's gonna go out with Emerald and Danielle, West. And so Lindsay's like, West just left. So now they're gonna go out, they're gonna go have fun. And then Jesse and Lexi fail at the hot tub because it's not hot. And he's like, yeah, you know, I just don't remember ever staying home like one night in the house. And I was just so worried I had cancer on that night, you know, but this is different because I don't have cancer, but I have a girlfriend, I guess. So it's going to be great.
So the going out people leave. The hot tub goes on. Lexi and Jesse celebrate. And then Lexi is like, she's like, how long do you think it's going to take? He goes, a long time. She goes, really? Nar. And we have a note here from Chelsea, our note taker, who says, nar. Did we talk about this last week when she said nar?
No.
I didn't know it because I.
You don't?
I am not in touch.
It's like Aisha.
Nar. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know that. But so I know that we say nar, but I didn't know that that was a thing that the kids are saying. But apparently, American kids are doing the Australian thing like nar. So
right.
Lexi is young and cool. No.
So now Amanda's in bed and Kyle comes in. He's like, I just ate something. She's like, Kyle, go to bed. I'm leaving then. I'm leaving then. So now it's late night and we see people coming back to the house at 2:19 a.m. and Lexi and Jesse are still by the hot tub. And he's like, does it even feel a degree warmer? She's like, no. I guess we can just go to my room now. Hopefully my mom's here.
They've been trying to heat up that hot tub for 2 hours. And they feel like, is it warmer now? If it's been more than 30 minutes, it's not going to work. Okay. So, yeah, they get into bed. And she's like, do I have, like, stinky breath? So, Emrul comes back. And he's got a friend. He's got a lady friend who is not seen on camera. She's just alluded to by arrows. And he puts something on the camera. Which, I hate that when they put... Like when they have discretion. Ugh. So then, so he's fucking etc.
Yeah, you hear some banging. And then it's like, the next morning, and Wes slinks home at 7:13 a.m. And then everybody else gets up, and Jesse's like, Lexi's like,
you were like talking in your sleep. He said, is this any warmer? I love you.
And he was like, oh my God, I love you.
Yeah. And I was like, thanks.
He's like, oh my God, you gave me a thanks? Jeez.
I'm so tired. I'm like also stressing out and like not falling asleep. It's like the worst thing. And I just started having like anxiety attacks throughout the entire night. Like, I'm sorry. You gave yourself those anxiety attacks. You started this whole thing. So Amanda's like, just go to the gym, have a chat with the boys, talk to Carl.
I love that. It's like a mom who doesn't want to be woken up on a Saturday. She's like, go to the gym, Kyle. Talk to the boys.
It's like a checklist of like, do this, this, this. I don't care. Do one of these things and let me sleep.
Anything but here, bitch. Get out. So then Paige and Sierra are like, ugh, we have to do this again. I don't want to go to the beach. And she's like, yeah, let's just stay home and get our cats and like have a play date. We have cats now. So then in the kitchen, Lindsay's down there and Lindsay's like, tell me what happened at the club. Let me tell you what happened at Club Lindsay. I'm having a girl.
Oh my God, Lindsay, it was like a motley crew. Okay, it was just like Carl, Emeril, and I'm in wild fun times. Lindsay's like, yeah, sounds as motley as it gets. Oh, she's like, yeah, fun. I mean, could not think of a more dull trio.
And Danielle's like, well, he brought back a girl. She goes, oh my God, is the girl still here? It's like, I don't know. And she's not. She left. But Lexi comes in and we're like, where's West?
He didn't sleep at home last night. You guys slept down here and that room was open.
So Wes got in at 7 a.m. Wes thought it was Sunday, but it's really just Saturday. So then Amanda's asking how Lindsay's feeling. And they're just checking in, seeing how they all are feeling. And so Wes walks in. Lindsay's like, oh, Wes. He's like, I owe you an apology. I had a friend I was meeting and I snuck out. And Danielle's like, really? A friend? What kind of friend? Do they make balloons? Was it a guy? Was it a girl? Bone zone? Not bone zone? Club send it tonight at 8 p.m.
No bone zone.
Wait, so where did you sleep?
He's like, on a couch. Like, yeah, right. So the producer says, did you sleep on the couch by yourself? And he's like, no, of course not. Of course not. I'm West. Come on. I'm West, a man who never sleeps on a couch alone.
Ding, 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 ding. Laid. Constantly laid.
Danielle's like, you deserve a morning roast. And guess what? We're going to roast you again tonight when we have Make Your Own Sundays in the back corner of Club Send It. Yeah, 2-for-1 Sundays.
So Wes is like, yeah, I'm calling the new guy Orgy Beast. Yeah. So Amanda's like, yeah, he got laid. Like, I mean, he showed you guys up. Night one, he brought... this is Amanda, sorry. Not Lindsay.
She's like, night one, he brought someone home. Like, how long did it take you to bring that girl back last summer, Jesse?
He's like, oh, like week 6. And Lexi's like,
are you telling me that Jesse has girls in the past? Oh my God, where's Doc? I'm getting in the car and I'm getting pissed off at Jesse.
So now Kyle and Carl come back from the gym. And Paige is in bed and she gets a text from Craig and Craig says, hey, how are you feeling today, chicken? Well, Craig just gave me a good line. He said, hey, Sierra, listen to this. This is really good. Stop looking at pictures of your cat. Okay. Craig just said this. He said, imagine me yelling at Amanda because Kyle started working at Hearth and Home. Isn't that so good, Sierra? Sierra's like, I really don't care.
He also said to remind Kyle that he's a brain surgeon and not to fuck with him because he's got a lot of connection. Craig, you're not a brain surgeon. Please.
You know, by the way, I'm wearing my sweatpants from Sewing Down South right now.
Oh, I was just wearing those yesterday. Darn it. I wish they were warm right now. We could be twinsies, but it's pretty warm over here in Tejas.
They're so comfortable. I'm not even going to lie. So Emeril, he's in the kitchen. He says hi to everyone. They're like, oh my God, you had sex last night. And he says he put her in a cab. And he's like, huh, I guess I shouldn't have brought that girl home. That was a mistake. And Danielle's like, ha, we could laugh about it tonight at Club Send It, 8 p.m., Sundays at 9:30, bedtime at 10.
So now they're talking about poor Kyle. Yeah, he's...
I need to try and talk to him I tried talking to him at the gym. He's just not doing really well. Yeah, he doesn't seem like he wants to talk about anything. Am I right? He's like, yeah, he doesn't want to leave. Like, he just wants to leave, like, badly. I'm like, no, you're not leaving. Did you not hear me? Don't go.
So Amanda's asking Kyle how he's feeling, and he's like, I just feel like a fish out of water. Like, just because I drink like a fish doesn't mean I want to be a fish, especially out of water. So I'm sorry for making things more awkward for you. I'm only human. So, like, I know my reactions have been what got me into trouble, but I'm, like, not the one putting stuff out there in the first place. I'm just the one starting fights about it in the first place.
You're the one putting it out in public on your show, weirdo.
Yeah.
So it's just more of, like, it's typical what happens when Kyle acts like an idiot. Then the next day he's like, but I'm just a boy. I'm only normal. I'm just a human. It's everyone else's fault. They're hurting me. They're coming for me. Nobody cares, brah. Chill. So then now everybody's getting ready for the beach. God, we saw the beach thing to go.
I don't remember what happens the rest of the episode. I don't ever remember. By the way, I was drunk when I watched this, so that's why I'm like, what happened?
You were?
But I thought what happened in this part? Okay, so they're going to the beach. Oh, yeah, they get to the beach. That's right. I remember. And they just get there. They get their chairs and everything. So they're going to
some on the way there, Jesse's in the car with not Lexi. They're separated for the first time. So
yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you have separation anxiety from Lexi?
And he's like, you know, I was thinking about, like, just talking about where I'm at with Lexi. And I feel like I should be communicating, you know, like, so far I've been pretty good. Like, I've said juicy booty a few times. So, you know, we're on a good path. But I would say, like, my main concern is I'm scared, like, she's a little bit jealous. And Paige goes, what gives you that impression? And he's like, she told me.
So he's going to love bomb her, but then kind of talk shit about her behind her back to everyone else in the house. So that's really helpful.
Right. He's going to make her as attached as possible and then lay the groundwork that she's crazy so that when he screws her over in a couple of weeks, everybody will be on his side.
Why are you so into me? All I did was basically say I will love you in the first day I met you. But, like, why are you so into me? You're the crazy one here. So Paige is like, well, you ain't got to worry about me, Jesse. And he's like, yeah, because, like, she doesn't want to know about my exes. And Sierra's like, well, she doesn't want you commenting on our pictures, which is weird. And she's like, wait, she said she didn't want you commenting on our pictures, but I put up such good content. Like, everyone comments on my pictures. It's like a thing that we do. And he's like, yeah, like, you know how I, like, go really hard on comments? And she's like, yeah, but, like, I mean, Amanda's married. Like, that's not a problem. And Amanda's like, yeah, so you're, like, worried a bit? And he's like, yeah, because obviously there's, like, an extreme attraction. Like, we like each other enough that it's, like, worth exploring. But, like, I just, like, don't want all this to, like, blow up, like, and, like, deal with a breakup, you know? Because she's, like, a little cuckoo crazy. I love her, but she's, like, a cuckoo crazy, jealous, weirdo person, right, guys?
Okay, yeah. So then Amanda's checking with Kyle, who's still moping around. He's like,
I'm just in my head. I don't need more stress. Lover boy doesn't need more stress. I'm only human.
So he doesn't want to fight with Paige, so he asks to have a talk. And she's like, yeah. Where do you want to go? And he's like, let's go by the dunes or something. Unless Craig's already rented them out for his own fucking purposes. Sorry, I'm only human.
So they sit down at the dunes and to be continued.
Yep. So there you go.
I guess that's why we couldn't remember much of what happened, because nothing did happen. They just sat down for it to be continued.
Well, we'll still whip out an hour and a half episode about it.
Sure will. Thanks, everyone, for being here. What a fun time on Summer House. Next week's Summer House will be in Cincinnati. So catch us there. And we got Southern Charm coming up later this week. And we will catch you all on our next episode. Thanks for being
here. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Kyle.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt. Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D. Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Ani.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.